The host has arrived.
But it's Bob.
Hi, Bob. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Bob. This is Mindy, and Sam's here, but he just walked out for a second.
Great, Mindy. We got you.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you, Bob.
Golly. It took some time.
Mr. Technology.
Yes. Well. You can see how good that goes when it takes me. I triple checked my last email, and I still messed it up.
It's all right. Thank God Sam's here too, so he helps me out.
Yeah, right on.
Bob,
yeah.
I tried to send a text message, and it didn't go. Do I have
do I have that right?
Text message to who?
To Modern and Finance, right?
Oh. I don't see it. Try it now, though.
It Modern and Finance to 22333, right?
You text Modern Finance to 22333.
I'm doing something wrong.
Bob, this is Jerry. I'm online.
Hi, Jerry. Good deal. There's Modern and then in the middle and then Finance. Yeah, if you guys want to try it, I can see here who's coming in.
Yeah, it just keeps saying not delivered for some reason.
Huh. Should go.
I can.
Let's see. Let me see if I can. I'll try it on my phone. See what happens.
Hello?
Hello? Hello,
okay,
this
I'm
is
just
Bob.
Seeing if anybody was there. This is Cheryl Frasca.
Oh, great, Cheryl.
Is this Tim?
This is Bob here.
Oh, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, I'll have to probably check out about 4:30, but I'll try to cut my other meeting short, and then I'll come back in, okay?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to try to get you through, Cheryl, so before you go.
The other one at a maximum it will be 45 minutes, and I could do it from the phone, so, and I'll try to cut out of it early if they have a quorum.
Sue?
Yes?
So do you get a message that I haven't activated the poll yet?
No, it just says not delivered.
I'm getting one where I'm saying I haven't opened it yet.
Hey, Bob, this is Tim Navarre. I'm on the line.
Great, Tim.
Unfortunately,
as well as Rick Luthy.
Great, Rick. Good job. Good job. Let's see here. I've got something going on with this poll. Where am I?
Somebody's got to tell me how I hook up to my phone again because I'm unfortunately not back in my office.
Well, it's supposed to be activated, and now I'm trying to figure out what's going on because I didn't get it either. Hold on here. Maybe it logged me out. That's what happened. Maybe. Yes, it logged me out. That's what it was, Sue. Now try it, Sue. I think it logged out.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
This is
so if you have, for those people who are on, if you have the 22333 texted, then you should be able to just put in the A, B, or C. Tim, you're going to have to go and either, are you on a cell phone, Tim?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you need to go to your text and put in the recipient is 22333.
Okay, and then it should come up. Okay, let me try it.
And then you gotta put in the words modern in finance. I don't know why you thought of that.
Modern / finance or just modern finance?
No, M-O-D-E-R-N, and then another N. And then the word finance, F-I-N-A-N-C-E.
All right.
And if you want to test it, you could to see if it works.
All right, hold on.
Okay, Bob, that worked. I had it flipped. I had texted to Modern and Finance and then tried to put in 22333. That was
Okay. There's someone just came in.
That was me.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah, it's Shelley Hughes, and I'm hoping I can stay with you. I've got too many irons in the fire right now. I'll be perfectly frank with you, and trying to tie up a lot of loose ends. But I'm on the call. I'm just to give you guys an update. You probably heard I have breast cancer, and so I'm flying out on August 30th. So I'm taking care of a lot of things this week and before I go next week, and so. But I am on the call, and I hope to participate as much as I can, but I'm kind of juggling several things this afternoon. So, but I'm here for now.
That's great. That's great, Senator Hughes. Thank you for being here. And prayers are with you.
Thank you.
I have too many people going through that right now.
Yeah, I have full intentions to beat it, so I appreciate that. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Right on.
Yeah, same sentiments from the staff here at Department of Education, Senator Hughes.
Thank you.
Okay, what time do we have? We're at 3:30. I'm gonna try to honor our teachers here. They said they'd be getting in as soon as they could. Hi, Tammy. Great. Thanks.
Hi.
Thank you.
This is Lee Butterfield. I'm in.
Great, Lee.
And this is Luke Fulp. I'm also on.
Luke, great. Rick, Sally, Sidney, Jane, Kim, and Cheryl. Let's give it another minute or two.
This is Alexi. Sure, I'm also on.
Alexi, great.
James Fields, I'm here.
James, great.
This is Michael Parlow. I'm on the line.
Michael, good deal. Well, for the people who are on here, I want to apologize for the time snafu, and I know that, you know, in going over minutes, I found that we had moved this thing, and then I was looking at Smartsheet when I sent that first email out, and then we didn't change it on the Smartsheet, so that's how this all happened. And then I called, tried to call some people who actually could confirm what I was thinking, and I got hold of Jessica, and she was telling me about her school day and what it was going to look like. So she may be running a little late coming in, but I thought at least we have so many people involved in the classroom and getting school started and that kind of stuff. I thought we better at least try for this. So.
Hey, Bob, Tim, I did got on and I text A. I don't know if it referenced it.
Yep, there you are. Okay. I don't know it's you, but there's somebody who's in there. So yeah. Okay. So I think it sounds like we've got pretty much, well, at least we have a quorum now. And I think we could maybe start and get some of the, you know, formalities out of the way. And because some of it is just me talking, and if someone comes in late, I can catch them up. So right now, the way I have it, I've got Lee, Tammy, Luke, Rick, Shelley, Sue, Jerry, Tim, Cheryl, Alexi, James, and Michael, and then Sam and Mindy. Is there anyone on this?
Edward's here.
Edward, great. Okay. So I think let's go ahead. You have an expanded agenda in front of you that started at 9 a.m., okay? So we're just going to transpose 9 a.m. into 3:30, right? And I'm going to try to expedite this as quick as I can because I know there are people who have other meetings and other things going on this evening. So we'll just go for it here. Same ground rules as before. Hopefully you have your web browser open or your cell phone there ready to text to the poll when we meet it. You should have that email that I had 7 attachments to. We're going to take a couple of breaks, but we're going to try to power through this first one. And again, we're getting closer, I think, closer and closer. That's a Pee Wee Herman line under the big top. But anyway, we've got two to three ideas that we're moving forward here. Jerry's on the phone. That's why I'm saying 2 to 3 because actually we probably have another one we need to talk about. Okay, but and our goal for today, because the last time we met, it was to kind of let staff noodle on some things and get it back in front of you, so that we can start getting down to some draft recommendations and action steps. And so that's what those emails, those attachments in the email was for, is to put that out there so that you can tear it apart, tear it up, put it back together, revise, edit, throw away, whatever, okay? And so tonight we want to go through those one by one and then talk about this addition of a recommendation for. And that's based on a conversation from our last meeting, and Sue brought that forward. We've talked. It sounded like people were open to that idea, so that's why that's in there. Then the other thing that I'd like to do, if we have time, because there are some overlaps between the three groups as far as recommendations or action plans, and we need to figure out what to do with those, whether to leave them. Leave the redundancies, or whether to consider, you know, some other kind of solution, and then just to confirm the next steps for the committee for the last meeting, which is going to be in September. Is there anything else from anyone that you feel like we need to talk about in this meeting?
Could you say that last bit again, Bob? I missed what you said.
Just the last bit was asking for if there was any other thing that we needed to consider for this meeting.
This is Sam Jordan down here in Juneau, Department of Ed. I think, and Jerry may want to cover this or if he's got the information, but the October meeting has some details that we can discuss, because we have a last meeting for our committee, but then there's a group meeting where everybody is going to come together in October.
Uh-huh. Jerry, do you have information on that now? Or do you know?
I do. Thank you. Thanks, Sam, for raising that point. On October, Sam, you might have the date. It's either the 3rd or the 4th.
I believe it's the 4th.
4th, yes. On October 4th, we're going to have a meeting similar to our kickoff meeting at the same location in Anchorage, and we're putting together the agenda for that presently. We will bring all of the committees back. We will have a full day of events. Those events will include report out, 30-minute report out from each committee to the larger group regarding your recommendations a thorough explanation of them and a chance to answer some questions from the audience about your recommendations. Following that day, the state board meets the next day to begin consideration of the recommendations from the committees. So this will be an important opportunity for each of you to attend and for your committee to have an opportunity to to share a lot of the specifics and detail with the larger group. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, one more thing. Maybe you can help me with this, but I'll go ahead and make a stab at it, okay? At our last meeting, we were talking about possible guest presenters or speakers, and you know, Jerry and I talked about that, and we were going to talk with the department because it really it kind of mattered how what kind of depth of involvement we were going to ask for if from anyone outside of our committee, and we both kind of figured that maybe this is maybe rather than have the people that were recommended come to and talk to our group at this time, because we're pretty far down the road too, and it really depends on how much depth we were going to try to get in with people, but maybe it was better for that kind of a speaker or presenter to address the larger group at another time when they had a chance to really dive in, and we could figure out what we really wanted them to do for us. Jerry, did I kind of cover that okay?
I think you did a fine job, Bob. I could just add that, you know, every committee's ideas at this point are kind of in the incubator stage yet, and we're developing them. And we're developing them based upon our shared context. And for others who have been external to this work, understanding and appreciating our context becomes somewhat of a challenge. So we felt that it would be in the best interest and the best use of time and talent to engage others following our work and kind of get their reaction. And at that point, we can, if necessary, provide them additional information about the context and the rationale for the recommendations. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Bob?
Yes, question?
Bob, this is Sue. Just to clarify, I think when we talked at our last meeting, the discussion around, you know, what you're calling presenters really was the need to get connected with folks who have a bigger picture than just our state context and to get feedback from them. I think we had decided earlier that it wasn't about presentations really, but rather about getting feedback from people who might have a sense of how these things have worked elsewhere. So I think that's what I'm hearing in what you're saying, is that there will be a point where our work will be given to folks with a greater depth of experience, if that's the way to say it, and to receive their feedback. Am I hearing that?
I think you're pretty well hearing that. I would maybe clarify the greater depth of experience in that, quite frankly, I think that this committee has experience, quite frankly, as world-class experience as anyone you're going to find. The things that we're presenting in this, there is no thing that I think that we've been talking about that is not spot on with what's been talked about in the larger arena. And this just comes with my experience with dealing. I covered 18 states who are trying to do this. We've had people, Cheryl's group and my group brought people up to talk about this, and that's what they were doing. It is very important to be connected into that larger discussion. And I do think we have those paths too. So.
Yeah, I think you may have misunderstood, or I maybe chose the wrong word. I just think that we can get a little inbred, and I know there are folks who have deep experience in a broader arena, you know, internationally as well as nationally, and I think it would serve us well to be connected to them. Mm-hmm. It was not any reference to our committee's work not being what it should be.
Yeah. Oh, and I didn't want to. I I wasn't refuting on that. I hope I wasn't misunderstood on that too. So anyway, yeah, I think being hooked in is a good thing. And we've got that interest out there. Just point of interest, the ISTE has been wanting to make Alaska one of their action states for a couple of years now. So that's the International Society for Technology and Education. So we've got other things. People have interest in our state. So let's get on with our agenda here. That was a very good discussion though. And question.
This isn't a question. This is Jessica Cook. I just wanted to let you know I was here. My last kiddo stayed after school a little bit.
Yay, Jessica. Okay, good deal. All right.
By the way, this is Jennifer. I got here a little late also.
Okay, great, Jennifer. Thanks.
This is Katrina, and I'm also here.
Super. You guys are very timely because we're just getting into it right now. So the task from the last meeting was for staff to kind of try to distill all of the work we've done and try to come up with something that could be revised or redrafted or whatever as far as a recommendation would be concerned, okay? So that's what we did, and I worked on some things. I bounced them off of our co-chairs, came back, we worked it up a little bit more, but we pretty well came to the same kind of conclusion. So if you have those in front of you, I'd like to just go down through each one of those, and maybe we'll just, if you could go to the personalization action steps, that page, because that's what's got it also has the draft recommendation on it too. Actually, let me back up, okay? Actually, maybe you should go to the modernization document. That would be a better one to go to first. Okay? So it's called Modernization Draft Recommendations. All right. So from all that work, what's put before you is a draft recommendation number one for personalization of learning, and that recommendation would be to establish a systemic foundation for personalized student learning and consistent excellence. And then below that is our definition that the affinity group came up with and all of their, and that we agreed to. And then their key concepts or rationale, which is pretty much, it's the same that came out of the affinity group. And then that the table that is attached to that is the list of, there was a long list that the affinity group came up with that I put into a table, and that's what is there. Okay. So we were going to take a little bit of time for you to kind of digest it in a break, but I asked people to kind of come prepared so they could just talk here. We're going to have other people drop off of this meeting in about 40 minutes or so. So can we have some discussion about this? If you could please state your name when you make your comment.
Bob, this is Sue. I'll jump in first. I'd like to see us change the title of the recommendation to personalized learning so it's a noun similar to, I mean, personalization of learning is probably a noun, but I think it's more wordy. Could we use personalized learning? Is there any objection to that?
I don't think we need to do a poll to hear any objection. If someone has one, why don't we just talk about it?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Okay.
So not hearing any other objection, that's what I'm hearing is changing personalization of learning to personalized learning. Okay? Note needed. Any other discussion?
Well, this is Sue again. In the why we need this, the first paragraph, if you will, and the first bullet are need to be reworked. They pretty much say the same thing. And so I think what we have here are actually four bullets that were supposed to be just guidance for maybe paragraphs that would be written in an introductory document. So I would just point out that the what appears to be the initial paragraph and the first bullet are the same, and they need to be put into one.
Sue should be my proofreader, right? Because they are the same. Yeah. So that we just need to get rid of the first paragraph, right?
Yeah. And then I would also add that, you know, where it says ubiquitous access to technology is also changing educational options, the modern workplace, and the students we serve. Really, if we're talking about personalization, it's okay to say that, but then we just need to say making it possible to personalize in ways never before imagined or something. Somehow that sentence needs to clarify that, you know, personalization is everywhere, and we now have the possibility to do more with that in education. Then it follows into, you know, schools have to change and underperformance and the other points that are there, I think.
Uh-huh. Got it. That makes sense to everyone? Or is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay. Again, this is a form. The school board department, or the state school board, the Department of Education is going to have to take all the work from all five committees and put it together in whatever they're going to put it together in, right? So, what's your druthers on this? Do we want to accept it? Do you want to think about it?
This is Jennifer. I'm pretty close to accepting it. There's so many other things and words I could think of adding to it, but I think we need to sort of keep things as simple as possible. And it certainly is turning the education in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jennifer. So let's do this. And this may add more clarity. So if you could take the other document out, the personalization action steps. And in this document, so you have a repetition of the recommendation, but these are all the bullet points that came after. We were trying to follow kind of the format that Jerry had given us as far as guidance goes to Deed, as to saying who's responsible, the hierarchy of where things, how they should be acted upon, and then resources if there were. So that's kind of what I did. I broke it up into action steps, and I broke it into legislative action, and really the rest of it is all Deed. Deed is going to have to figure that out, and whether it's their action or facilitation with other entities. And then when there was some guidance, and this is certainly not all the guidance that could have been. But if you go down to the, 10th bullet under the requiring Deed action, which is create a voluntary statewide network of innovative schools geared to student learning, some guidance underneath that. That's just from conversations that we've had during the meeting. And there's some guidance after the compiling the digital repository there too, just what we know. So the example of the digital repository is we have digital initiative districts that have compiled and created a scalable model of content, and also several groups, ASA, EdConnector, have worked on compiling that content. So it gives some idea of what's out there.
So this is Jennifer again.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in these as far as requiring deed action that are already part of the deed mission or is already in deed statute?
Jennifer, you asking me? This is Sue.
I just asked because you're listening to somebody.
Well, I think that none of these are out of step with conversations that people have been having for a long time. But if you're asking if there's something actually in place to have this occur, maybe with regard to the state assessment system, the commissioner has said over and over, you know, about the need for it to be nimble enough to allow things. I mean, each of these you could say, well, maybe we've begun down that path. But not anything systemic enough that we could say it's already done. You know, none of these that we could check off, I think. Is that your question?
Yeah, and I just was wondering if any of this is something that's already in statute. I know we spent some time as far as just the language that's in statute as far as having teachers who can teach the native languages that might not be fully certified, or so I just was wondering, it would be worthwhile to see if some of this is addressed a little bit in statute or not, just so we have an idea. It could be part of a legislative action also.
I don't think there's anything currently in statute that relates to these. Does anybody else see something that they think is already in statute?
Well, this is Bob here. I mean, there is a state system of support, but it's what we're talking about with that is a redesign.
Right. So,
yeah.
Right.
I don't. This is my own knowledge, but I don't see anything that really is.
Well, it's good. I just thought I should ask that question because, you know, nothing's worse than reinventing things.
Yeah, and I think that's a great question, and I think it's a good one for Sam. Maybe he can look at him too in that that vein.
Yeah, this is Sam. You know, part of the process here at DEED, once we receive both, you know, the kind of the generalized recommendations as well as the action steps, is for us to vet those and do some work on what's existing already and what are the action steps saying about existing programs, whether they need, you know, whether the suggestion is for modification, amplification, or truly, you know, changing something or creating something new. So, I mean, we'll do that vetting work once we get everything compiled.
Great. Thank you.
Bob, this is Jerry. I think Jerry. Sam was right on target with that. I think we have to keep in mind that your recommendations go to the state board. Your action steps go to the commissioner. They do not go to the state board. And the recommendations will go out for public comment, and we'll get feedback from the public on those. Once that feedback is completed, then we will, as Sam mentioned, we will weigh public feedback against the action steps that you're proposing. And then the department will determine, or the commissioner and his group, will determine how to engage, whether that means additional legislation, whether it means work groups within school districts or private sector work groups or whatever the case may be, will all emanate from at that point from that. So right now, I think your ideas are valued and appreciated, but there's a long way to go before what you have here becomes accepted and translated into something else. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Well,
Bob,
yes.
This is Sue. I'd like to jump in if no one else is. I hope I'm not going too early. But if you're asking for feedback about these, number one, I think that the guidance is extraneous. I think that goes beyond our charge, if you will, though certainly the document Jerry gave us related to action steps and who would be responsible and all maybe I think gets us a little further down into the weeds, but I just don't think the guidance elements are needed. I think the list would be cleaner and more efficient. As Jerry was saying, you know, the action steps go to the commissioner. They're kind of the administrative, how will the recommendations be accomplished. And I think that the department and the commissioner have to do that administrative work and put together a plan. But the recommendation, the action steps in and of themselves are guidance to them as they do that, kind of the ideas that we've thought about. So I would, the first suggestion I'd like to make is to eliminate the guidance. And, you know, certainly that can be given to them informally. Here are some examples that we thought of. I don't think it needs to be a formal part of our document. And then the second suggestion I'd like to make, and maybe if you want to get feedback from people, you'd want to separate these. But the second thing I would suggest is I think that this one you pointed out about the voluntary statewide network of innovative schools, I feel like that is a part of what I've been suggesting as number four, that there needs to be a structure. I'm not sure if it's a network of innovative schools or it's something else, but there needs to be a structure that enables ongoing continuous improvement and innovation. And I kind of think that leaving it here might be redundant, but I'd certainly like to hear what other people think. If we could leave it here and still have an additional reference to the need for a particular structure for that. But I wonder if that particular bullet point might be better placed over in the structure for innovation. So I'd be curious to know what others think.
Let's deal with each of Sue's recommendations separately, because I think they both have some points that we as a committee ought to look at.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. You mean the two we were just talking about, right, Rick?
Right. For instance, I would like to strongly second Sue's recommendation that we remove the guidance points underneath this. I could not agree more. I think that's maybe better served in another location than in this document.
I would agree with that. thank you too for saying that, because I only put two things in there as kind of a way to look at it, and I was really working off of that other piece of paper. So that guidance will take a ton more work. Okay, so I don't think we need to do a poll for that. I just think we need to hear if there's any objections to deleting any guidance within that action plan. Are there any objections to that?
Bob, this is Jessica. I'm not
yes.
seem to removing it as long as it is somewhere else, because I think the guidance gives the department kind of an idea of where our thoughts were, our minds were as we were coming up with this list. And if we just remove it completely, then they interpret things. You know how everybody can interpret things differently. I think this gives
mm-hmm.
them, it clarifies the picture, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So as long as it is given to the department in some way, not necessarily part of this document, but as long as they have access to our thought processes, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Do I hear a second to that?
This is Sam. I really appreciate that comment. I'm wondering if maybe footnoting would be a way to do that, just to provide context, but maybe even keep it with this document in relation to some of the bullet points, but just have it separated out.
Any other comments?
Yeah, Bob, this is Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I would also recommend, or I would like to propose that we under the develop a comprehensive statewide support system of professional development. You have a for example there, explore a 4-day student school week. I'm uncomfortable with that. I mean, I don't care about some of this being carried on a little bit, but I don't agree that I think anything that we emphasize, whether it's a footnote or whether we say, is going to carry more weight than other options may be, and I'm not sure it's our place to define where that those directions go. So I really don't want to be part of defining a limited scope here by saying guidance or examples. I want somebody else to be able to do that looking at a bigger picture.
Yeah. Point taken. So I think we should vote. Okay? Let's do a vote. I got 14 participants right now. So if here's what we would be voting on. It would be Sue's original thought here of that there's really no need for guidance, or that maybe guidance in this place isn't the most appropriate. If you agree with that, then text me or vote A.
Bob, this is Sue. Can I add that example reference that Rick just made?
And
in the same category.
Yes, I do too. I do too. That's what I meant. Thank you for saying that. So if you agree that we shouldn't have examples or guidance within this document, then thumbs up.
So, Bob, that means we're not – oh, thumbs up. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bob, this
thumbs
is Rick.
Yes, Rick.
I'm out in Tunic, and because of some limitations here, I can't – I'm very limited conversation, so I'm just going to vote over –
I got your vote
voice,
already,
that's
Rick.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I've got your vote. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is Shelley.
Okay.
What about the footnoting idea? Are we going to foot? Does this vote include on taking it off, but footnoting or not footnoting at all?
No, this really doesn't have anything to do with footnoting right now. It's
okay.
Just that the guidance shouldn't be in this document.
In this document, as a recommended action step.
As a recommended action, right? Thank you. I need as much help as I can get right now. Okay, I got 7 thumbs up, 2 neutrals, or 8 thumbs up because Rick can't vote, 2 neutrals and 1 thumbs down. Okay. Now, I think there's some more people coming in, more thumbs ups are coming in. So, I personally, I think the department's going to get some ideas on these things. So, all right. So I think that that as far as having the guidance in the document or example, it's pretty clear that we shouldn't have them in. Okay.
Okay. Now, Bob, this is Sue. Jessica's point about wanting to be sure we don't lose it.
You know,
there are a couple of different ways that we could do that. One is footnoting it in the document, which I'm a little reluctant about because, again, I think it could limit. But certainly it can be communicated, and we could do it, it could even be some letter to the commissioner from the committee if we feel. I mean, there are other ways, informal and formal, that we can be sure not to lose that as we
right.
communicate it to the commissioner without it being an official part of the action step, right?
Right. Yes, I think so.
So,
even
be reassured that it won't be lost?
Sam, can we reassure people that we won't lose those things?
Yep, they're on my email.
They're
all forever be there. But I also really still agree with the point that, you know, well, you want to put them in the action steps. We're going to eventually have those probably side by side, just to be able to think about the context of the conversation that produced them, and then eventually add in, you know, all the other ideas that people come up with, either here in the department or out in stakeholder groups and across the state. So we'll bring it all together once we get to that step.
And Sam, I think too that it's important, not only because some of these are just history. Some of these things are just history. So, for example, a system of badges or micro-credentials. I mean, you know, my organization has researched that, and there's outfits you can just buy them. Or, yeah, I mean, you can just go out and get an online entity to provide the micro-badges for different kinds of uses of technology. Now, that may not be the use of technology that you exactly want. So there's the rub on those kinds of things. But I think that list of stuff is going to become real important later on, though. So I really agree with what Jessica was saying. We don't want to lose them. So I want to really move on to the enabling here, because our group is some of that group has to leave here. But can I hear what someone may propose is what we do with this now? Because quite frankly, we could just sit on it. We've got another meeting in September, or we could say, I mean, we could make these revisions and then bring it back in September. May mean a pretty short meeting in September. Is that, can I hear a proposal for that? The way I'm feeling is that maybe we're not ready to really move on that as a recommendation.
Seems like we're a little rushed. This is Ed. Seems like we're a little rushed here, going through some of these things and worrying about people's schedules and so forth. And I'd like to take the time to get things right rather than expedited.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm there with you, Ed, and thank you for voicing that. So any other voices?
Bob, this is Sue. I'm not sure what your question is. Are you asking if we could move to enabling resources now and then come back to this, to the, like my second suggestion, or are you, and then you were asking about what should we do ultimately with these? I'm a little unclear what you're asking.
Okay, so let me address your second thing here. The reason that the network, I think we need to come back to the network, because we really don't have a number four yet, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
so
good with that.
So
help us. So we can just postpone that until we talk about number four.
Right. And then what I was asking for is, I was just thinking out loud of whether this was actually ready for prime time yet, and it doesn't seem like it is. So what I would suggest then is that we just table this until our next meeting with the revisions that Sue and Representative Johnston and that others made here, and then we get back to it at our September meeting for personalized learning.
And Bob, this is Cheryl. And so between now and then, if people have suggestions, I mean, is there a process by which they can offer them between now and September, or are you expecting people to show up at the September meeting with suggestions and other comments, and then it gets revised? And I mean, what's
thank you, Cheryl. That's a good thought. I think for me, the best way to do that would be to set up a place on Smartsheet and say, that if people have suggestions, they put them there so that everyone can see what those suggestions are. Does that sound like a reasonable thing?
That sounds like a great idea. And then the expectation would be people have read that, and so they will finalize approval or action at the September meeting?
Yeah, that's okay. What I would say if we did it that way.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Do I hear Sam, we can make that happen.
Okay, great. Let's do that, Sam. We'll set up a spot. We'll put these revisions in. And if anybody has any other suggestions, they can go to Smartsheet and put them in on that section, okay? And we'll name it, and we'll get that out so that it'll be personalized learning recommendations and action plans. Okay.
And wouldn't that be the case with all three recommendations or however many
yes.
we have?
Yes, all four. Maybe four. Right. Yep. Yep, that should be the case with all of them. Okay? Okay, so I think we've done that. So let's go to the recommendations for enabling resources, which is actually recommendation three. And so that recommendation, after much, you know, it's really hard to take a lot of words and put them into a few words. So anyway, that recommendation came out, expedite the dollars, expertise, and other assets necessary to enable modernization. And then the definition and the why we need this are what the affinity groups came up with. Do I hear any discussion on that part?
Yeah, Bob, I'll chime in again here. This is Ed. His recommendation three, enabling resources, and it seems like we've drifted more towards the dollar side of things. I like the portion under the requiring deed action or facilitation with outside entities. One thing that I, you know, again, like I'll kind of continue to beat the drum on is school climate surveying. I was just looking at the school climate survey results here at the North Star Borough School District. Very interesting information. I think it enables students to have a voice. It enables teachers and parents to understand how students feel about their school, what's actually occurring in their school regarding bullying, violence, other kinds of measures. And we know that Alaska has some of the worst statistics in the nation. I think we really need, again, to have something about school climate inserted as a resource to enable us to combat so many of these social ills that we unfortunately lead the nation in.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ed. I could tell you the thought on that. And whether we put it in here or not, really, I mean, we could certainly put it in as a bullet. I mean, but what I learned, and I think James brought it up at the last meeting, that there's a whole recommendation coming out of another committee about school climate, and that kind of takes us into that discussion of redundancy. It's certainly not redundant within our committee, but if they've got a whole recommendation going on it, is that accurate?
I'd love to see the information that they have to make sure that it's not redundant. I mean, if they're just assuming to use like the Alaska Association of School Boards data, for example, I would say using a nationalized standard isn't a redundant suggestion. I'd be more than interested. Maybe Sam could send some of the information from that other working group about their school climate surveying to me directly, and then I'll stop beating that drum. Thanks.
Well, you know what else might help too, Ed, is if you could draw up a bullet point and just send it to me, in my email, so I can start talking to the other committee too and see where they're at with that also.
Bob, this is Sue. There are a number of these that overlap with what other committees are doing. I don't think it would be inappropriate for us to consider an additional bullet in enabling resource under enabling resources. Ed, are you thinking that it would be in the why we need this or in the action steps? Are you envisioning it as a bullet in the action steps? Ed?
Oh, hello.
Yes, Ed.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I thought I dropped the call there for a second. I do think it's as listed as like an action step, having something maybe requiring legislative action, maybe setting up, it could be a deed, like a regulatory action, but I do think it should be compelling. I think that the problems that we're facing really speak to the need that we need to have some kind of strong response, scientifically informed, where we're starting to gather data and trying to understand what's going on with our kids. You know, we have a suicide epidemic going on and this kind of other, you know, this whole wide array of social ills, and I think we really need to start collecting some data on what we can do there. So
Bob, this is Sue. I'd like to, I will work with Ed to draft a bullet, and we can post it on Smartsheet, as you just suggested, for consideration at our next meeting, if that would be helpful.
That sounds great. I think that would be very helpful.
I'll be in touch with you, Ed.
Before, do it.
Bob, this is Jerry.
Jerry.
Yes, in terms of redundancy, I'm more concerned with clarity at this point, and that is that your committee identifies specifically what ideas they want to advance, and it's up to the state board and the commissioner and his staff to address redundancy issues.
Okay.
We will have redundancy. What I think would be good to avoid is redundancy within your own committee's recommendations, however. As clear as you can be in placing your thoughts under specific recommendations, that will be most beneficial. If they should happen to show up in other people's recommendations, that's not your concern. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. Which in enabling resources, we do have some action steps that are listed in personalization of learning. I mean, they're pretty much the same, like the creation of a digital repository. That's one that I see right off. So those are things that maybe staff can do or committee members can see. See, that's the thing, though. I think it's important for the committee members to have it where they want it.
Well, it is. It's going to have to get sorted at some point by someone. And if you can accomplish that, that would be great. If you are unable to put it in one place versus two, then that's what will be picked up on at the department level when we look at these action steps.
So Jerry, I'll do the same thing. I have to do this with my daughter. When I use the word you, I have to say not if it's a singular you or if it's you meaning everyone. So it sounds like when I'm hearing it like that, it looks like maybe it would be easier for someone like Sam or I to go through these recommendations and look for the redundancies, put them in the table, say, this is redundant in recommendation 3 and 1, where do you want it, type of thing.
Yes, and then bring that back to the committee. And I think that will serve your committee better in the long run to do that than to have things appear. This is about priorities and about decision making and about being specific. And if we have a whole list of things that show up again and again, it just complicates the process. So as much as you can do to be specific, it's to your advantage. Thank you.
Well, and I can tell you with this body of work that we have, we're going to see it again with when we get into systemic collaboration. We're going to see the same type of thing. So, okay. So what I'm hearing, if the committee agrees with that, is that staff will create this table of redundancies and you'll be able to act on that at our next meeting.
Sounds good.
I knew it'd sound good to you, Sue. Okay. All right. So is there anything else that we need to talk about with enabling resources as far as revisions, notes, et cetera? Okay. So let me, hearing none, let's see where we are now. Confirmation. I think we have some people that are going to be logging off to other meetings, and maybe this is a time that we do take a little break. So the time is 4:28. How about we take a 7-minute break? Would that work for people? If it doesn't work, is there an objection to that? Okay, so let's take a 7-minute break. Be back at 4:35.
Okay. Are we back? People back. If you are back, give me a thumbs up by voting A.
This is Rick. I'm on.
Yep. Gotcha, Rick. Still coming in here. I think Lee and I think Cheryl had to drop off. So we are, I think there's two more that need to join us, but I think we should get going. So here we go. All right, so the next thing on our agenda is to talk about a recommendation to systemic collaboration. And if you look at your modernization draft recommendations again, you see recommendation two, reading systemic collaboration, facilitate deep systemic collaboration and alignment to ensure systemic efficiency and effectiveness. And the definition is, and why we need this are from our agreed upon affinity group definitions. And if you also pull up the systemic collaboration action steps, those again are broken into those requiring legislative action and those requiring deed action or facilitation with outside entities. So I'll open it up to discussion on this recommendation.
Bob, this is Jerry. Can I jump in here?
Please do, Jerry.
Well, first of all, I think it's a marvelous recommendation, and I appreciate everyone's work on it. As I read this, though, I want you to keep the recommendation. I don't want you to change anything, but I want to share with you that this is really it's a driver for everything that is coming out of all the committees. We must have collaboration in every one of these five strategic objectives. And your definition really speaks to that as well. And so I guess where I'm going with this is, you know, if you look at Michael Follin's work on what are the wrong drivers of education reform and what are the right drivers of education reform, collaboration, systemic collaboration, and creating collaborative cultures is one of the right drivers for systemic reform. And so I think what you've done here is wonderful work, and it's a launching pad. But in my view, I see this as expanding to be part of the foundation for the entire Alaska Education Challenge work to be done, because it all will require this type of collaboration. I'll stop there and turn it back to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Jerry. Comments? Other comments? Boy, it must be really good work.
This is Sam. To Jerry's point, is it a matter of looking at collaboration through the lens of our committee and saying, and just being specific, making sure that the the action steps are related to modernization and to finance, that collaboration is clear? Just a question.
Well, this is Sue. I'm afraid when no one speaks up, I leap into the breach. So please, others speak up before I do. But Sam, I think it goes well beyond just our other recommendations. I think that paper of Michael Fullan's that was sent out to the group should really be foundational for all of the groups. And I think that's what I hear Jerry saying, because the four right drivers all relate to collaboration and to allowing professional staff to lead, to enabling and facilitating and rewarding, having that be a key expectation that folks are collaborating at every level of the process. So it goes well beyond just our recommendations. And as I look at this, I have some suggestions for change. First of all, you know, with the right at the beginning with the recommendation, I think we wouldn't want to have systemic in that sentence twice. So I would propose that we strike the second use of systemic, facilitate deep systemic collaboration and alignment to ensure efficiency and effectiveness. What do folks think about that?
That sounds like a good idea.
Any objection to that?
Say it again.
To strike the words, the second use of the word systemic in the recommendation. Facilitate deep systemic collaboration and alignment to ensure efficiency and effectiveness, rather than systemic efficiency and effectiveness.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that systemic, quite frankly. I thought you were talking about the first time, because you have it in the title of the
right
group, too. Yeah.
I mean, it's...
So again, Sue, what you're recommending...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So what you're recommending is that the recommendation read, facilitate deep systemic collaboration and alignment to ensure efficiency and effectiveness.
Right.
Is there any objection to that? So far.
And this is Sam. No objection on that point at all. And Sue, thank you for thinking about that. The question I had, and maybe I wasn't clear, I wasn't wanting to exclude that part of collaboration from, you know, the overall picture of this work at all in any of the other groups. I was just thinking, how do we think about collaboration within the, I guess, the charge that we have for modernization and finance, and articulate that so that we're specifically speaking to collaboration for modernizing the education system and collaboration in the finance systems that support all these, you know, all the work that we do. I hope maybe that's a little bit more articulate.
Oh, thanks, Sam. I think I agree with you about that. And in fact, that's another table that could be developed. You could have, you know, a little check mark by all of the action steps that would relate to systemic collaboration, and I think you'd find a lot of them. And maybe that would help us identify where there are gaps, where we need to have a vehicle for collaboration that isn't part of our action steps yet. Might be worthwhile. Bob, I have some other suggestions if you want me to proceed. Where do we go now?
Please put them forward, Sue. Yeah.
Okay. I think we don't really have, I as I read the definition, it looks to me as much like rationale as definition. And I don't know that we have to have a definition. That's kind of a format that our committee developed. But if we are, we should synchronize across our recommendations. So I would just propose that by the next meeting, we craft something a little more like a sentence or two that is a definition, and then move much of this first paragraph into why we need this. Because I think it relates more to the rationale.
Any other comments on that?
This is Luke Fulp. I agree with Sue on that comment.
So let's do this, because that's going to, I mean, we can put some drafts out there. So what Sue is proposing is that we come up with a one or two sentence definition for systemic collaboration and move a lot of the rationale into the why we need this category. If you're in favor of that, why don't you give a thumbs up, vote A. Unanimous. Okay. All thumbs up. All right. So that we can do that. Okay. So staff will put that together and put it up on the smart sheet for people to look at, and we can have that ready for the next meeting. Okay. Sue, did you have any other recommendations?
I do. If we're going on to the action steps, are you ready for that?
Uh-huh. Yes.
If you look at the action steps, there appears to be a missing heading in the beginning bullets. They seem to me, those requiring deed action, they seem to be okay, what's the best way for me to say this? I would like to have the opportunity to rework this list so that we group things together in with all of them having a heading that makes it clearer for us to see what they are. Does that make sense?
So,
I think we've got way down in the weeds on some of them, and then others of them are more systemic, if you will, or broader categories, and I think the action steps could be benefited by having by grouping them and having those headings be clearly identified. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, Sue. This is Ed again, and it kind of seems the heading that I like the best is increased district-to-district resource sharing. You know, where it kind of establishes like a level that the systemic collaboration is occurring at. And I think that's kind of helpful. And there's kind of one near the end there towards the community and tribal government kind of thing. But I do like where you're going there.
This is Sam. I think this is similar to something that I thought about when I read through this, which was, is there any benefit as we talk about district to district sharing that's a little bit more specific, also to talk about district size and whether collaboration needs to be thought of distinctly for small districts versus large districts, or some other way of organizing it. But do we need to think about collaboration differently because we have such a wide continuum of districts, like kind of their makeup around the state? Just a question.
Sam, Bob, this is Ed again. I want to jump in on that.
Yes, please, Ed.
So I'm not sure about the large to small district collaboration. I do think that they shouldn't be too segregated. I think that we, you know, by encouraging larger districts to actually partner with some of the smaller districts, we can get some kinds of resources that they may not be exposed to normally. And I do think that it would be good to have a bullet, you know, like we have the increased district-to-district resource sharing. I mean, the verbiage could be changed there a little bit, but something about teacher-to-teacher or something that brings it down to the classroom level. Because when I look at a lot of the systemic collaboration, it looks like administrative collaboration to me. And while that's important and while it can save money and expedite things and so forth, I think the closer that we get to the classroom level, the more meaningful the work is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. That takes it much farther than I was even thinking, and I really appreciate that. Great.
And Sam, this is Sue, if I could chime in too, there are lots of ways to network, and there could be multiple kinds of networks. You know, some of them might be like size, but others might be larger districts networked with certain smaller districts that have need of expertise or things in common with the larger districts. So, you know, we could think about a number of networks that could exist.
Mm-hmm. Networks. So multiple network opportunities.
Bob, one last thing, and I'll pipe down here. On the action steps under requiring legislative action, it just says monetary incentives at the state level. Could somebody provide some more clarification there? More detail.
And I think that came. There was a discussion at the end of our last meeting about incentives, and we talked about that for some time. And quite frankly, these are all arbitrary where they fall out because they're just my interpretation of things. So we talked about incentives. And I think Senator Hughes, if you're still on, no, she's on. She talked quite a bit about that last time. I don't know if someone else can help me with that.
Bob, this is Sue. There's already a law that allows for districts to receive $100,000 is what I remember. But maybe it's up to or something when they collaborate. And it just hasn't been funded in the past. But there's a vehicle for doing this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Ed, that's about the only answer I've got for that. I don't know if that answered anything for you.
No, it really didn't. And, you know, I think we have to get that kind of, you know, monetary incentives for who, for what,
why
at the state level, is that like, it can be read as like a dangly modifier there, so it could be kind of read as for deed rather than for, from deed for in school.
Yes.
Or something like that. So I think that language there needs to be kind of brought a little more depth to it in order for it to be meaningful.
What does the subcommittee have in mind? Is Tammy or James still on?
Sue, this is Tammy. I'm on, but I actually think that part may have come in later in the conversation after James and I put together the original draft.
And Sue, my interpretation is that came in after the talk of our last meeting.
Okay.
About incentives. So maybe it doesn't even belong there.
Bob, Rick?
Yep.
May I just throw it out, instead of the word incentives, would a better word maybe be financial support for systemic collaboration, I don't know what I'm saying, but instead of incentives, you know, I can see districts putting forth, or two districts together, whatever the size may be, putting forth a plan of how they want to collaborate, and like Sue said, it's kind of in place right now for some of that, but I think that's really what we're trying to do is hopefully help people do that collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a good point, Rick. And I, yes. Mm-hmm.
This is Jessica. I remember at our last meeting when we came to this part of the discussion, some of the ideas I had for incentivizing things weren't to, because sometimes monetary incentives can be very divisive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, incentivizing the sharing of ideas and collaboration by saying, okay, you've got some great things going on here. Your incentive is we'll pay the expenses for X number of members of your district to go present some professional development to another district. So them working well. So I still have heartburn over just monetary incentives. I think it needs to be spelled out a little bit more, or it's going to be setting school against school, district against district. It's going to be really divisive if it's not really just mapped out.
Yes, thank you, Jessica. Well, I think I have the gist of this, and I think Ed's point about outlining what any incentive would be for who and for doing what, and whether it's an incentive or financial support, I think this is something we can put up into the smart sheet. My thought, quite frankly, when this came up and I was making this action step, putting these together, is that's really a funding thing anyway. So maybe that's back in enabling resources.
The other aspect, this is Jennifer, and maybe we're stumbling over incentives. Maybe what we should be saying is not have clear all state-level challenges. In other words, the reverse of incentive is, you know, get rid of things that are roadblocks.
Barriers. Roadblocks, barriers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clear all the roadblocks.
This is Jerry. Backing up to what Rick was saying, and I think what Ed was saying also, it seems that part of this goal of collaboration to build capacity at the classroom level for teachers, for people at the schools, and so somehow if we could focus our energy toward building capacity, because if we simply talk about monetary things or rewarding people for this or rewarding people for that, we're not necessarily building capacity. And if we're going to have systemic collaboration and systemic improvements, I don't see how we do that without building capacity for all teachers in all schools across the district.
Uh-huh.
This is Jennifer. I think I agree completely with Jerry.
Yeah. All right. I've made that note. So you'll be seeing that in the on the smart sheet under systemic collaboration. Okay. Any other conversation about this? We've got some work to do with this one. Okay, move on. Yes, comment?
Yeah, this is Luke Fulp. I'm just, you know, thinking about the legislative action required and just the discussion around monetary incentives, and I know that you mentioned we just have some work to do on this, but it almost seems like we could in some ways limit the scope of the systemic collaboration. I think Jerry alluded to that a little bit and narrow the focus to where maybe first define the system that we're being systemic with, right? And to me, when we went into this, and I wasn't part of the affinity group, but it seems to me that we were more focused on districts working with other districts and not venturing into tribal organizations and business partnerships. And I think that maybe that's some of the stuff that I could think we could kind of let go of, because I think that that's being done in other parts of this education challenge. But specifically about how we go about serving the needs of districts and schools all the way down to the classroom level, the monetary incentives for districts to partner with each other and collaborate, almost the funding is already in the system. So the way that I was thinking about this from our initial meetings was we would create a mechanism for schools to be able to, you know, use menu items to pay other school districts to provide the service that they're already doing. And we achieve efficiencies by sharing dollars and resources within the system. And so we have to create a structure and a system in order for that to occur. And I think that that's left to the legislature to decide and the State Board of Education to kind of decide what that looks like. And maybe we provide recommendations or examples. But for instance, I know the state of Washington has educational service districts that support a number of school districts. They have, I think, over 10 of them, and they support a number of school districts in their area. And they do these types of things where they, you know, have payroll services. They have professional development opportunities. They have course offerings and push technology. And what does that look like in Alaska? Do we do a model like that, or do we just let districts work one-on-one with each other? I think that this one, out of all the recommendations that we've talked about thus far, I feel like this one needs the most work. That's my two cents.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Luke. Any other comment?
This is Jennifer, and where I think there is a possibility some of the other partnerships are going to be defined in other groups, I would hate to lose that as part of our modernization, because I think even in our other recommendations, we're suggesting that we're not just looking into our school district centric, that we're trying to expand it, and it's a collaboration of the community.
Thank you, Jennifer. I think if we go back to Jerry's comment about our redundancies too, that if there's redundancies between committees, then they're gonna, that's one thing. I don't think we're redundant in this one, but so they're gonna have to deal with it. I would think so.
This is Sue. I agree with both Luke and Jennifer. I mean, I'd hate to see us, Jennifer's right. I think we don't want to lose the outreach to other groups. But I think Luke's point really is I don't think we've fleshed out what would be the structure and what would be the structure for networking districts to have this collaboration really occur, to have the capacity built, as Jerry suggested. We maybe need to give a little more thought to how we articulate this in that recommendation. I would sure be glad to be part of a few people that might get together to look at the action steps here and see if we could find a little better organization for them and get at that. Are we recommending what Luke suggested? You know, there are a number of states, not just Washington, that have service areas. Are we suggesting that or not? It might be worth a conversation outside this call.
Bob, I want to jump off on what Sue's talking about here, and Luke and Jennifer, and this is Ed. And what Jerry was talking about with capacity building as part of the systemic collaboration and kind of being an underpinning. It seems to me that there's a need for like some kind of transmission of institutional knowledge for teaching staff in rural areas. We've had this huge turnover year over year, and these schools basically go back to like year zero and start off again. So maybe strong induction for teachers, and I know that some other groups are already talking about that. But I also think that there needs to be a new induction type process for systemic collaboration, for the principals, for superintendents, in how to work with each other in these new modes, right? Because right now you have 54 fiefdoms kind of in Alaska, and the superintendents aren't used to collaborating, and they haven't been kind of walked through what that would look like and how they would make that occur. And so I think that having something explicit about inducting people into systemic collaboration and different methods and so forth, I think it would be helpful for people.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, Ed raises a good point. He moved to a different level. You know, Luke was suggesting about districts collaborating, but really to build capacity, you've got to be talking about principals and teachers and, you know, how do we build capacity throughout the system, not necessarily just limited to districts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good points. Does that lead us into recommendation four? Or is that something different?
Before we go there, how are we going to refine this, this particular recommendation? Could we put a group of two or three together to put something on Smartsheet before our next meeting? Because we need to be ready to approve something at our next meeting.
Yeah, I think that if, as I was sitting here thinking, this is not a staff thing. This is something that we need to pull some people together and get it out there. So we could just form another affinity group maybe to work on this and set up a meeting to do that. With that, let's go to the poll and vote on that. And the motion would be, shall we pull together a group of people to work on systemic collaboration, definition, and action group? A is thumbs up, B neutral, C thumbs down. I think I have everybody in. And I have nine thumbs up and two neutral. So it sounds like that would be a good idea to form a small group. So do I heard Sue already volunteer. Is there anyone else who would like to work on this?
I'd like to volunteer. This is Ed.
Ed, okay.
This is Katrina. I'd like to volunteer.
Katrina, good.
And Luke Fulp as well.
And Luke, okay. Four is probably good. And
Bob, we probably need someone from the previous affinity group. Did we get somebody? I don't remember who was on.
No, I don't think we did. Maybe Tammy or Dane?
I was in systemic collaboration before, but I missed one of the sessions.
Okay. Okay. Maybe, you know, who put in a lot of work on this is Tammy or James. Would you like to be part of that, one of you two? If you're still there. I'm not sure they're there. So we've got Ed who's been in on it. So let me, I'll be in on that, just sitting in, take notes and things, and I was in on those meetings too, so. And if there's anyone else who would like to, you could certainly do that too. Now is your time to speak up though. And Sue, since you, do you have time to do this? Co-chair?
Sure.
Okay. If you could head that up and we can get, if I can talk to you about setting up a time if you want to do a poll and to try to get people together or whatever way you want to do it. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay. So let's go to the next thing. Now that we have our committee, and that the next thing is to talk about recommendation 4, which is on your draft recommendations, and this was brought up at our last meeting as a possibility. So that recommendation 4 would be create a statewide infrastructure for innovation and continuous improvement. And there is a definition and a rationale. And there are no action steps. So how about some discussion here?
Let me speak to why I had proposed it, and I'll try not to repeat what I said at the last meeting, but there has to be some kind of structure. And I think it could relate to what we just spoke about with regard to systemic collaboration as well. I think there has to be a recommendation about a structure that enables these things to happen. And an Innovation Schools Network is an approach that's been taken in some other schools. The service areas issue might be one. There are different vehicles and mechanisms, but I think there has to be a recommendation that a structure be developed so that there aren't all these random recommendations and approaches, and we're going to go out and do good things without specifically directing the department to create a mechanism to make it happen. And I don't want to be limiting in what it might be. So I'm a little hesitant about the Innovations Schools Network or, giving it a name, but I feel strongly that we need to say there has to be some sort of mechanism for continuous improvement, because this can't just be one or two initial activities.
Thank you, Sue. Comments?
This is Jennifer, and I'm kind of I'm mixed on this one, because when we start putting in a structure, then we're kind of doing the antithesis of what modernization is right now, where everything is flat and there's no hierarchies. So I'm not quite sure if I had to visualize this one without. I mean, I would be fearful we'd be setting up some sort of power.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jennifer. That's a good comment. I think, in dealing with a lot of and being involved with flatness, I think that what you're seeing, that the world is flattening out, but there are reasons why that's happening. And the reason that it's happening is because there is a system in place for it to take place. I look at Facebook or Google or even this teleconference. There has to be a system for that to happen. And I think, to me, that's when I read that, that's where I kind of go. But that's where my head goes. That may not be what those words say. Does that make sense? You, Jennifer?
Yes, and I'm trying to visualize what this modern structure would be. As soon as we would say something that's similar to Google or Facebook, it will have changed. So I don't have the vision right now, is what I'm saying.
Jerry, could I jump in here?
Yes, Jerry.
If you go back to Fullan's work, he talks about focusing direction, securing accountability, deepening learning, and cultivating collaborative cultures as being the drivers for systemic change. And you have developed very strong recommendations as a committee, and I know you're still fine-tuning them, but we're going to get significantly I hope, comparable recommendations from each of the five groups. And then the commissioner has the task of looking at a structure and proposing that to the state board and getting their buy-off, and then launching off into partnering and engaging and doing all these things that you have been talking about and other committees have been talking about. I see the structure emerging down the road. I don't think we can know what the structure is. We're trying to figure out the foundation for something that has yet to be even designed. So I'm sensitive to the need for structure for innovation and continuous improvement, but I don't know that we can accomplish that at this point in time. Thank you.
Jerry, let me ask you a question. This is Sue. Could I go ahead, Bob?
Yes, Sue. Go.
Sorry. I hope I'm not over participating here, but I'm not looking at all to do what Jennifer had suggested, that things that might restrict, but just what might enable. And I want the system to be flat and nimble. But when you look at those systems that improve, they had pretty clear structures for how they intended to accomplish the goals they've set. And what I'm concerned about emerging here is a lot of recommendations to the department that will be difficult to accomplish without that structure. And it just seems to me, I don't want to propose what it is. I agree with you 100%. We can't say what it will be. But I really see a need to have a recommendation that says there needs to be some structure that enables, for example, Lee Butterfield's concern that as a teacher, he has lots of ideas about how things that could be done that would really benefit kids and instruction. But, you know, there are processes in his district that make it impossible for him to share that idea, to do it with his students, et cetera. If there are ways that you could have a structure for innovation that would enable teachers to propose and test out innovations, as well as schools, as well as districts, a little like the Innovation Schools Networks that have been successful in other areas, where you don't limit or restrict or give a hierarchy, but rather you provide a way for people to demonstrate what can improve instruction, and where you also can, within the system of accountability, without top-down saying everybody has to do this, but you could invite people in to say, if you're interested in doing this thing we know that would improve education, you know, come and be part of this effort, and whether it's monetary or, you know, recognition, just statewide recognition in some of these efforts has been powerful in getting people to do the hard work of innovating and become part of that effort. So there just has to be a structure. And I hear you that the commissioner is charged with doing that, but I still think it would be an appropriate recommendation to endorse that there needs to be a structure rather than just a random assignment given to the department to accomplish all of these innovations we're talking about.
Sue, thank you very much. I hear you, and I don't disagree with anything you've said. You know, when you speak about accountability and I think of structure, I believe strongly that a structure for accountability must address internal accountability as well as external accountability. And it must create opportunities from the bottom up, from the classroom level and from the parent level to talk about accountability and to add input. And so if you can, as a group, recommend something that accomplishes that or moves in that direction, I think that's fine. I guess what I was concerned about, and you've already addressed, that you're not going to do, that you don't envision. I'll stop there and support what comes forth.
Bob, this is Ed. I'd like to jump in on this discussion.
Yes, Ed.
So, you know, I hear Jennifer's concern about making flat kind of maybe decentralized. And I also agree with Sue that we need to have something that can serve as a center for innovation. Maybe the innovation doesn't actually occur in that center. Maybe it's occurring all over the state in people's classrooms and so forth. But it provides, you know, this infrastructure, whether it's cloud-based or actually has a physical office somewhere or something, you know, it allows for continuous improvement, yes, but it also has some kind of reflection based on science, right, on data, on a reflection. Right now I feel like a lot of what happens when we go through even large efforts like this for, again, like the reformation of education, the continuous pendulum swinging that happens and so forth, is that a lot of the decisions that are being made and so forth aren't being made with a background on what's actually working out there, what the data is, what's actually occurring, whether or not this book is effective in this environment or whether or not this other resource is more effective and, you know, help students to understand things more clearly. I think that those kinds of questions, unfortunately, we're still at a place, kind of like this very beginning place in the state, where we're not really looking at whether or not these resources are having the kinds of impacts that we would like, and we don't even understand really the kind of comparative things that we need to understand in order to make better decisions about what kind of resources we purchase, whether or not it's actually grounded in reality or it's grounded in kind of assumptions and, you know, a lot of kind of anecdotal evidence rather than things that are actually real. And getting people to, you know, back to the systemic collaboration thing earlier about incentivizing things, I think if we could incentivize participation of administrators into administrative actions and a reflection on those administrative actions, how well the outcomes of those administrative actions are, you know, those kinds of things, like sharing those kinds of recommendations forward to a circle of administrators, teachers sharing forth recommendations, reflections on their practice, data derived from the time period that they're talking about, you know, and if we incentivize that with a payment at the end of it, so we actually are progressing. I mean, right now we're basically spending like you know, all this money in all these classrooms, but we're not really understanding very well what the outcomes from those classrooms are. And I think that utilizing the innovation that's occurring in those classrooms to best effect is kind of having it curated to some degree and having some kind of systemized approach to it. And I'm not sure exactly how it's going to go forward here, but those are my thoughts on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. We have about 6 minutes left here. Is there more discussion? If I might add a thought, I mean, we're talking about drivers, and we want things to drive this reform. I think that's really key. However, in my mind, there's got to be some way to get it done. I mean, you can have the driver, but you still have to have a plow horse to make it work. And I don't know whether we need to talk about the plow horse, but there's got to be some way to get the work done, and maybe that's Deed's job is to figure that out. However, I'm not, and this is my own personal opinion, I know Deed's challenges. They've been going through quite a bit, and a new way of thinking is going to have to come forth in order to get, I mean, we've got a ton of recommendations here. If they got, a handful of our stuff, it would be fantastic. So the idea of this infrastructure for innovation, continuous improvement, modernization, whatever you want to call it, collaboration, as Rick put it last time, I mean, schools are collaborating. So yeah, they are, but it is not systemic, I can tell you. Okay? Are they they're doing everything we're talking about. Schools are doing everything we're talking about, but they're doing it piecemeal, one by one. So that's just those are my thoughts. I don't know what to do with this recommendation right now, except for maybe we put it up on Smartsheet and we can talk about it more. Sue, did you have a comment?
Bob, I just want to say this is a more succinct way of saying what I said earlier. If we're going to do this voluntarily, not top-down mandated for everybody, there has to be a vehicle for incentivize. There has to be a vehicle for making it happen. If you're not going to mandate it, you have to have a vehicle for the voluntary actions to occur. So I hope we should just go ahead and do a thumbs up, thumbs down. Maybe I'm out in the netherworld here on my own about it. I do feel strongly there needs to be a structure, but let's just up or down it, and then we can move on.
Okay. Let's do up or down. Okay. So we're doing thumbs up, neutral, thumbs down to including a recommendation for on a statewide systemic infrastructure. So far, I have 7 out of 10 people in. And Rick, I don't know where Rick is. So, and I have, right now, I have 7 votes, 3 thumbs up, 2 neutral, 2 thumbs down. 3 thumbs down. So 3-3 and neutral. You couldn't have a more split group. With the group that we have online now. So, I'm not sure what to do with that.
Bob, this is Luke. Can you hear me?
Yep, can, Luke.
One of the things that I think we could do, and this goes back to something that Sue mentioned at the start of the conversation where we got to recommendation number 4, is for that group that's going to be getting together to look at systemic collaboration again, we could potentially come up with we could make sure that we discuss some sort of infrastructure being in place, and whether, you know, to Jerry's point, I think it was Jerry's point, we don't know what that's going to look like yet, but we could recommend that as we push for more systemic collaboration with districts working with districts or other entities, that we encourage the state of Alaska and Department of Education to look for platforms and infrastructure that enables that collaboration to take place. I don't know if that helps, but this recommendation might nest well under systemic collaboration, and that would be at least the way I'm thinking about it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, this is Sue. I support that.
Okay. Do we need to do a thumbs up on that, or can we just do it?
Let's just do it.
Okay. So is there anyone else? I think we should open that group up again if anyone else wants to chime in. So right now we have Sue, Ed, Katrina, and Luke on it. Is there anyone else that would like to get in on that one?
I would. This is Jennifer, but I'm going to be traveling, and I'd hate to commit to it.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Well, that's a great group, okay?
So I think that would be a fine group to work on this and to bring it back up. And we'll put that section on Smartsheet also so everyone can see what's going on. Okay? How's that sound, everyone? I hope it sounds good. So, all right. So our time is pretty well shot. What a meeting. That was a good one. And the other things on the agenda that I had is about the identifying, determining a course of action with our redundancies. I think we've talked about that. We're going to come up with that that table to show where they are and to see what we want to do. So that will be, so at our next meeting, that's our next steps. We're going to need to finalize our recommendations. So this group, Sue, with you leading it, we're going to need you to get that work done. The meeting is the 22nd, I believe. Let me see. No, it's the 18th. September 18th from 1 to 4. Now, we're going to be in the same position because that's a Monday. We're going to be in the same position as we were with this one, with our teachers. Do we want to propose to move that to this time period again, 3:30 to 6:30?
Bob, this is Jessica, as one of the teachers. Philosophically, I'm just opposed to meeting during the day when we're doing all this for our kids. To take me away from the kids just seems to be counterproductive. So that's my two cents. I would love to have it later in the day. Thanks.
I think we have to support the teachers who are in the classroom and you know, adjust everybody else's schedule accordingly. I mean,
that's kind of why we're doing this, right?
I agree.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. In fact, I'm doing it on Smartsheet right now, so we'll all see it. Okay. So at that time, our next steps will be to look at the work and the revisions that we've kind of assigned from this meeting, and finalize, and then get to a finalization of recommendations. Okay, so we're going to have to be kind of together for that meeting. Personalization and enabling finances are close. We just need to make some revisions. The others, the group is meeting on. Okay, is there anything else for next meeting, next steps?
When's the next meeting for the systemic collaboration group?
Well, that's not been determined yet, Ed. I think Sue's going to chair that. We could set it right now if you want to, if you can.
Yeah, I'll send out a doodle poll, and then it won't waste everybody else's time, if that's okay.
Okay, great, Sue. I think that's the best way to proceed. Okay? The last thing on the agenda is committee comments. So if we can just go around the horn 1 or 2 minutes here. See how we're doing. I'll just do a roll call. We'll see who's here. I don't know if Lee rejoined us. Nope. How about Tammy?
Yeah, I'm here, Bob. Just thanks for another meeting. And, you know, I've said it every time we've met, and I'll continue to say it, that I think the practicality of the recommendations we make will make or break change that occurs in the state as a result of all this work.
Right on. Thank you, Tammy. How about Luke?
Yeah, apologize for the background noise. I'm off the yard work. Still participating, though. No comment.
All right. Okay, Rick?
Yeah, well, I'm out here in Tununic, and I think the school and the students are going to greatly benefit from all this work. So I just appreciate listening.
Thanks, Rick. How about Shelley? Are you here, Shelley? Sue?
You've heard enough from me. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, everybody, for putting up with my over participation, I guess.
No, not at all, Sue. It's greatly appreciated. How about Tim?
Cheryl? Alexi? James? Michael?
No real comment, but thank you all for your work.
All right, Michael, thanks. Edward?
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Great meeting. I think we got a lot done, a lot to think about for this next session. I think we're on the right track. A lot of great comments today all the way around, and appreciate it. And I think that these are going to make some great changes to what's actually occurring out here. And I think the schools will appreciate it. The kids are going to appreciate it. And I think it's going to be great.
All right. Thanks, Edward. Jessica?
I just want to say thank you for accommodating our teaching schedule. Sorry, I was we dismissed at 3:30 and I had a kid that had to stay back for a little bit. But thank you.
Right on. Jennifer?
Everybody have a nice evening.
All right. Katrina?
It's nice to see how things are coming together. I'm excited. Thank you.
All right. Sam?
Sam had to leave.
Mindy, how about you?
I'm hanging in there. No, I really appreciate these meetings. It was a really great meeting, and thanks for all your time and energy that all of you are willing to put into it. Thank you so much.
And Jerry, do you have any parting words?
I'd just like to say thank you to everyone. Great work.
All right, and I would like to echo that. And thank you for all of your dedication. I know these are not the easiest things to get through. So we've got some work to do. Please check your smart sheets out in the next few days. Give us a little time to get them up there. But and I guess we'll be talking again, and you'll be getting some more emails from me, okay? With that, I wish you a great evening, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Mindy, are you still there?